Back now with Day to Day, the problems of the Great Plains have been building for decades. Lack of industry and aging population, ghost towns reverting to prairie scrub.
And that's where the idea of the Buffalo Commons comes in. Backers want to take big parts of the plains and repopulate them with bison and native species.
The American Prairie Foundation is trying to do that in northern Montana around the town of Malta, by knitting together a hodgepodge of old family ranches and public land with the hope of luring in ecotourists. It's a pretty radical idea for a part of the country that's pretty, but decidedly not radical. Here's a portrait from the plains by producers Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister.
My name is Byron Arrow. I'm mayor of Malta, located in northeastern Montana.
I'm Ann Booth. I'm the executive director of Philco Economic Growth Council that works on economic development and planning for Malta and Phillips County. Historically, Malta was a thriving railroad town.
We're kind of unique in the way that it's kind of 200 miles to every place.
We are 200 miles from Billings. We're 200 miles from Great Falls.
200 Swift Current, Canada, 200 North Dakota, Williston.
I don't know that we would say we're isolated. And yet, definitely we are. I think those of us that live here appreciate the isolation.
My name is Ron Scott. I'm president of the First State Bank in Malta. You can see for miles and miles and miles up here, and it's mostly what you call prairie land. In the spring of the year, you can just smell the sagebrush. I mean, it's something that gets into your blood.
I manage Westside South Service Food Court and Casino. I've lived in Malta all my life, which is be 55 years.
I was raised on a farm in northern Phillips County.
I've lived in Phillips County all my life. I really feel it's a good place to live.
It's pretty much your little typical nice clean town. We have all paved streets.
We got a brand new high school.
We have a new golf course.
We got a brand new hospital. We
have a Dairy Queen.
The other side of the coin, we lost our car dealerships. We don't have a GM or Ford or Toyota like we did. We don't have any implement dealerships. The jobs just aren't here what they used to be.
The only thing that don't seem to go down in numbers are bars.
We've seen a declining economy, out-migration.
The population used to hold pretty steady between 2,300 to 2,500. Now I think they have us down to new census at about 1,980 people.
As the younger generation moves out to bigger and better things, there's nobody to leave the ranch to. It used to be in the past that the neighbor would buy up the ranch, which is not necessarily the case today.
My name is Kyron Kunkel, and I'm a senior fellow for World Wildlife Fund, working with the American Prairie Foundation to hopefully start a large-scale bison restoration program. We're at what we refer to as Fort Bison on American Prairie Foundation lands in north central Montana, where we've released our 20 bison that we've moved from Wind Cave, South Dakota, and into this facility that we refer to as a soft release pen, where we wanted to get these animals acclimated to where their new home is.
The American Prairie Foundation came in to this county maybe a year and a half ago. They bought a ranch, 5,000-6,000 acres. And since that time, they have bought additional land.
People are more inspired when they can think back and think about tens of millions of bison across the entirety of the Great Plains. And there's not any situation where we really have that anymore. We can't go out anywhere in the Great Plains and see large herds of bison over large acreages of native grasslands without fences and with their natural predators and behaving as this species did historically. We don't have that anymore, and so that's why we're starting this project in northern Montana.
Their ranch over there is pretty isolated, and I don't know how much people will drive 50, 60 miles on gravel roads to go look at a buffalo. Of course, we're not really familiar with tourism in this part of the country. We don't know what the impact might be, but we're very doubtful right now that'll be very large at all.
My name's Dale Veseth. I ranch south of Malta, 50 miles. I've actually had three generations of Veseths before myself live on the same land. The first Veseths came to this area in 1886 or 1887. The silver plant is silver sagebrush. We're going through a wheatgrass here. We're very proud as a community of the job that we've done on the landscape. I can't say that everything I've done will be right tomorrow or of what my ancestors have, but it's a work in progress. We've kind of evolved into a role using modern range management practices and having an interest in wildlife and our effects on that wildlife.
The ranchers have been on that land since the late 1800s. They have been the stewards of that land, and they're the reason that that land is in the excellent condition that it's in.
And now some new things coming in where, you know, maybe they're going to run buffalo next to their cattle.
This has been either sheep country or cattle country for the last 100 and some years, and it seems like it's going to continue to be cattle country.
The community is all real good people. They're hardworking. A little drawback, and it ain't a drawback, nothing to be bad. You know, sometimes they don't accept change. When outsiders come in, they have the tendency to be a little uncertain of them.
We are conservative, we are cautious. Change is always difficult, and we're just hesitant to truly believe that this type of radical change throughout our community is the best use for the land and best for the people.
A lot of these issues aren't specifically just economics. A lot of them are very emotional. My granddad's ashes were flowing over the ranch here, and I know my father's will be, and I kind of intend for mine to be too. We would just like to see this continue.
People of Malta, Montana, and the ranch country around it still dealing with a plan to create a buffalo commons on nearby land. Our story was produced by Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister for Long Haul Productions. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand.